American Samoa's Best Music Mix. We are 93KHJ, Ty Amanuia, and it is a Wednesday morning here. And hey, if you've been wondering about when school's back in session and what's happened with DOE, we got a great show lined up here for you. We will go ahead and welcome. We got a studio full of DOE personnel, and we'll start here with Deputy Director of the Department of Education, Lance, and Pink Floyd aficionado.
Oh, yes.
There he is. Lance Gladowski is in the building. Hey, Lance, how are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having us, John.
It's good to see you here. And we've got several other folks here. But, Lance, maybe you just give a quick rundown of what we're going to be talking about here this morning, if you could, please.
I would like to have the audience be aware of the actual start date for DOE Public Schools is August 24th. That's on Monday.
Okay.
I'd also like to touch base on teacher orientation that is going on right now for close to 80 new teachers entering the American Samoa Department of Education through ECE, special education, elementary, and secondary positions. We also have teacher quality that is doing a cohort for a bachelor's program at ASCC that's also going to be starting on later this month. Any other questions that you need to ask, we're ready to answer.
Okay, so Deputy, the 24th of this month.
Yes, August.
Okay, good deal. That's all DOE schools. That's elementary, high school, and anything in between, right?
And secondary. And secondary. There's one other thing that parents should be aware of, that starting on September 9th, it's a Wednesday, and then every other Wednesday, we're doing early release for professional development. So elementary and secondary, we're going to be releasing 1 hour earlier.
Okay. All right. Yeah, if you send me some emails, I can just ping people that day in case, you know, I don't know where I'll be on that ninth. So, right, you know, perfect. Just as we get closer to it. Now, as far as re-registering your child, I understand there's a couple different things you got to do. One other great thing is you've got Tafuna that's open here on the west side. So is there anything that you or your guests would like to speak on about the importance of getting your child registered for enrollment?
Come down to the main office in Utulei, the student services. We've got a great team that is willing to help you. And just the documentation that you, I'm not exactly sure of all the documentation that you need, but when you come up to the window, they'll share what you are expected to have.
I see. Okay. And why don't we go around the room and meet some of our lovely guests here. That's Deputy Lance Gladowski that you heard from. And Lance, can you go ahead and introduce us to our respective guests and their departments?
Okay. Well, let's let the ladies introduce themselves so that they can get used to the microphone feel. Okay. To my right.
To your right. Good morning, American Samoa. This is Netini Sene, the Assistant Director for Curriculum and Instruction. This is what we we have been working with the teachers' induction program so far, but there's more to be shared.
Very good. All right. Thank you, Assistant Deputy or Assistant Director Netini and Ty Amanuia. Good morning.
Good morning, American Samoa. This is Sofai Tuatoo, the Assistant Director for Elementary Division. And we are ready and proud to say that American Samoa, ASDOE, is ready for your students in the elementary division.
Now, when Lance was just talking about, if I could ask Sofai, is it just elementary that will be doing early dismissal on Wednesdays, or is it all divisions?
To answer your question, it's all divisions,
okay.
Elementary, and I know Pata will be the one that will introduce and talk about the secondary itself.
Question, who has the most kids? Is it elementary, secondary, or do you know off the top of your head?
Elementary has more students because we have 23 elementary schools in American Satutuwila,
wow,
and one in Aunu'u and three in Manua.
In the kingdom.
Okay. In the kingdom.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much. And we have Polytech alum, teaching that is, from Voktech, Patasiatu'u. Ty Amanuia, good to see you.
Nice to see you as well. Good morning, everyone. My name is Patasiatu'u. If I always forget. I'm the assistant director for secondary division. So like my colleague to my left, elementary division, we're also excited to start the new year. So we have a lot in mind planned ahead. Students.
Do we consider secondary, is that high school then? Is that
high school?
Okay,
yes,
all right. Yes. And so high school, not quite 23 high schools. Then you kind
of
funnel them all together, right?
Yeah, just six. So we have a little over 3,000 students total.
Okay, All right, good deal. And any word on the athletic programs or anything like that, or will we be hearing separately from those guys?
At this time, we're still in the process of revamping our sports program. So further details are forthcoming.
Okay. But I noticed that Tafuna is a place like, okay, my kid goes to Tafuna. Don't hold that against me, anybody who doesn't go to Tafuna, if I got a rival school here. But anyway, I was able to do everything in Tafuna at their high school. I didn't have to go to the DOE office, which is, you know, I live in Tafuna, so that's a huge saver for me. Is that only available for Tafuna high school students, or can the other, like, what if my kid goes to Manalele Tau Sala? Can I go to Tafuna and register for him there, or is that just exclusively for Tafuna high school as far as, you know, getting your kids re-enrolled there? Safai, if you can.
Thank you for the question. For students in elementary, you need to go to Manulele Elementary to enroll your student there. If it's from another private school to, a public school to a public school, you go straight to the school itself. You don't need to go to the main office.
Now, what if you're do you have to like re-enroll? Like say they were Manulele last year and they want to be Manulele this year. Is there anything?
No need to re-enroll.
Okay.
They are automatically roll over to the next grade level.
All right. But high school's different though, huh? You got to do it every year? Is that?
For returning students, they uh-huh. don't necessarily need to go to student services. They just need to re-register at their home school, or if they choose to do so at a transfer to another high school, they just go directly to the school. The only reason why we require them to re-register is because we need to update their contact information, because we get a lot of families who change either their
location
or especially their numbers. So we just want to update our records.
And I think there's a DOH component involved in that too, right? So you got to bring your record and make sure that's up to date.
They have, yes, their immunization card. So that's very important.
Okay. All right. So, I learned that the hard way on Monday. That's why I know I had a lot of running around. So anyway, it's good you guys come in here and tell us about this, because, you know, you don't want to get the first day of school and then you get there and, oh, sorry, you got to go here, there, and there. And you can't enroll. And then your kid misses out on everything that happens. So, okay. How's the attendance on the first couple weeks of school? I've noticed there's sort of a thing here where, like, I don't know, people just start trickling back in from off-island trips and stuff like that. It doesn't really start until later. But the curriculum is going to begin on the 24th, right?
Yes, that is the deal. First day of school, instruction starts on the very first day of school. With the only thing, and I'm very glad that we have this opportunity, is to ask the parents to please go now and enroll your students for the kindergarten, the K-5 class, because that is a problem that we face every year, is that we start and then they started to come in and do the registration for their students for kindergarten class.
They wait?
They wait. And we are please advising every parent to please come now. They are people at our office, each school, waiting for them to bring in the records for their students who attended the ECE, bring them in to us so that we can enroll them in your kindergarten class. Wherever you are located at, the closest one, please go there, and that way your students don't have to wake up 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning to try to get to the further school. But you have a school that's closer to your area, your location, take advantage of
that.
So
first come, first serve then, huh?
We accept everyone.
Okay.
We will not discriminate anyone from everything.
No child left behind, right?
No child left behind.
All right. Okay, Lance, good stuff. Deputy Director Gladowski here with all the other deputies, and thank you so much for coming on. Did we miss anything?
The teacher induction that we do, that's currently going on in the Department of Education, that is one component that we share with the new teachers, is your preparation for the first day is an utmost priority.
Okay, so be here.
Be here.
Don't be in
prepared.
Hawaii hearing this and coming back after Labor Day, right?
Well, the traveling part, we cannot do anything. But for those that are currently attending the workshops on island, you are to be prepared, because a very important component of the curriculum that we shared with the new teachers is for you to start your lesson planning on day one.
Okay.
And and for that, we also let them know that you have leaders that were actually monitoring them day in and day out, just to make sure that there's coaching, there's advice they need, and there's support that is actually needed by these new teachers. So in actuality, you come to work on day one and prepared to greet your students on day one.
And they got to do one each week, an LP each week, yeah?
Yes.
And then you submit it to your DH?
Yes.
Okay. And then the DH, who's watching the DH, the principal, or do you guys follow up sometimes too?
You know, there's a a PLC that's actually going on in all the schools. It's a professional learning community that has been established in all the schools to make sure that there are issues going on, support the administrators of that school to lift people up and provide resources for all the teachers.
Can I use ChatGPT to make my LP?
Ooh, is that what you're recommending?
That's what I'm asking, because I would be lying if I said that no teachers at DOE ever use ChatGPT to make an LP.
We would all be lying, but you know what? We have to make sure that there are software available so you know how to do your referencing. And not just ChatGPT or whatever that is,
right.
But we have to make sure that
they're following the lesson.
The curriculum is aligned with the resources that they're quoting from it.
Mm-hmm.
The alignment of that curriculum is supposed to be the utmost priority. And also with the lesson planning that they're going through training right now throughout for these 2 weeks, it's really depicting them that you have to make sure how do you reference, because not everything they say from those resources is making
Solid
sense.
Day. Oh,
is
man.
Making sense to
As
what?
Somebody who uses, I mean, I don't teach or anything, so I don't want to pretend to tell a teacher what to do, but I use ChatGPT, and it is wrong a bunch.
Exactly.
Like 60% of the time. I would not want an airline pilot flying my plane that is wrong 60% or even 40% of the time. So that's a very big, yeah. Students and teachers, don't rely on ChatGPT. It's wrong a lot.
Right. Because yeah. We have identified softwares to help the division of curriculum and instruction to make sure that they're referencing correctly.
Mm.
The information is not misinformation.
No fake news, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But well, for conveniency, these students tend to work their way around those.
Yeah, well, teachers, you know, you guys got to have your antennas up, too, to make sure that, I think they know, you know, you figure out your student,
all
you're
right.
Like, yeah, man, I know you. You don't use those words.
Right.
Right. So, all right. Natini Sene, thank you so much for speaking out on that. And again, the first day of school is the 24th. All right. Ladies, thank you so much for coming on. Lance, thanks for putting this together. And we'll stay in close touch. DOE, talk with us here on 93KH Day. Blessed day, folks.